Autism isn't an illness or an affliction. It's a mystery. What causes autism? That's a mystery. How will it impact one child versus another? That's a mystery. The answers to these mysteries lie in the future as the pages turn in time. How many pages that need to be turned? That depends on how strong the autism support community continues to become, because it's that community which will be the catalyst to finding answers. My next guest is here to discuss how you can become a part of the search for the solution to the mystery of autism. She's a spokesperson for Autism New Jersey, Jessica Barkowski. How are you today, Jessica?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having us.
And the website for Autism New Jersey is autismnj.org. Learn more about a lot of the things we're talking about here right now, and more importantly, how to become involved in that answer to those mysteries that I referred to. And this is National Autism Awareness Month. For your organization, Jessica, how important is this month as far as connecting people with the cause?
Autism Awareness Month is very important. It really creates an opportunity for us to start a conversation about what the community needs to do and can do to help include individuals and their families into the community.
Certainly important in New Jersey, because where the national autism rate is 1 in every 68 children here in New Jersey, it's 1 in every 41 children. And we say autism, but it's actually an autism spectrum, because there are so many variables and there are autism-related conditions that take place. That just adds to the mystery. There are just, with that many variables, it's just the challenge for the researchers and the scientists to find the cause, which is the obvious need, to find the most beneficial treatments and eventually cures.
Yeah, the statistics in New Jersey are 1 in 41 children are in New Jersey, according to the CDC. 1 in 41 children in New Jersey have autism. We are expecting a new report from the CDC later this month or early next month, indicating new numbers. And we don't know, we have no indication of what those numbers are going to be, so we're waiting for that report as well. And you could always go to the website for updated information when that report comes out. So no single factor can explain why more children are being identified with autism, although we believe it's a combination of genetic and environmental factors that play a role. In addition, the increase in the rates in the CDC study may be caused by changes in the criteria of diagnosis and a greater awareness and better record keeping. Here in New Jersey, our school records are amazing, our medical records are amazing, so the researchers truly have a lot of data to look at when they're looking at the criteria for identifying someone with autism.
Also, I just want to interject here, too. It's more common in boys than it is in girls, a 1 in 42 ratio for boys, and these are national numbers, 1 in 189 in girls. I'm assuming that in New Jersey, that ratio span is pretty close to that structure.
Yes, it is. It is definitely more prevalent in boys than it is for girls.
And this is one of those big mythbusters, too, as far as the IQ, the intelligence levels of those on the autism spectrum disorder. There's only a third, based on IQ scores that are available, that could be labeled as intellectually disabled. Only people would assume it's a lot more.
I don't have the numbers for that specifically. We can definitely, our 800 for autism helpline could answer that question for anyone that is looking for reports or studies on that particular number. I think what it's important to keep in mind that autism, as you had mentioned, is a spectrum. It affects everyone differently. Everyone is varied. What we tend to like to keep on the forefront here at Autism New Jersey is that let's treat every one person as an individual. You know, while some people could go to college and be very successful and live a very independent life, there are those who require intensive support and supervision to help them stay safe, to complete everyday tasks, and, you know, to treat some of their challenging behavior.
Starting with Jessica Rakowski, who's spokesperson for Autism New Jersey. AutismNJ.org is their website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. This is National Autism Awareness Month, which is why later on today there's a variety of programs going on. You'll learn more details, again, at AutismNJ.org. But you have the Vineland Vines kickoff of to Autism Awareness Month fundraiser. That'll be at Vineland Vines at the Grove in Shrewsbury. Lowe's Orthodontics Bowling for Autism, that'll be at Oakwood Lanes in Washington. That starts at 11 o'clock. And now that we finally got some respectable weather, you can certainly, Jersey Shore is something you always want to get into, and Bar A is one of the joints you want to go hang out. They have Rock the Cause at Bar A later on today as well. That's in Lacoma, New Jersey, from noon until 5, live music and a whole bunch of fun stuff going there. Those are just some of the events happening all throughout the month, as well as you have a special program set up, like I said in the introduction, the stronger, the larger the autism community support organization is, the faster solutions and care are assured. And you've set up an Autism NJ Ambassador Program. How's all that working?
We do. It's great. All the events that you had just mentioned that are coming up this weekend are ambassador-planned events. So we have nearly 1,000 ambassadors through the Ambassador Program going out and spreading awareness in their schools, their local communities. They're going to their libraries. They're going to local restaurants, and they're setting up displays, giving presentations, creating fundraisers, very fun events. Some of our ambassadors are super creative. The theme of our ambassador program this year is Autism Awareness, Be You. We've heard a lot of incidents in the news recently where families are not feeling welcomed in their local community, and I think that this gives us a great opportunity to kind of encourage people to demonstrate kindness. You know, our ambassador campaign is encourage everyone to help build communities that embrace and accept individuals with autism. And it's simple to do. You can simply, if you see somebody in the community having having trouble, simply go up and ask how they can help, or perhaps let them go in front of you in the grocery line. It's these little things that help make our families feel comfortable and welcomed and a part of their community. It's important.
It also helps the parent with the autistic child to realize they're not the outcast, and they're not looked upon in a negative fashion, at least not by everybody. There'll be that one good person that steps forward and puts a hand on the shoulder and say, you know what, you're not alone on this one.
Absolutely, and they're not. The prevalence is quite high in New Jersey, and we know that it's important to, you know, be kind to everyone and make everyone aware that it's okay to be you. And that's what the Ambassador Program is all about. And with our sponsors, we have been able to deliver and distribute 180,000 pieces of free autism awareness material throughout the state. This is going to schools, to communities, to libraries, to families. And it's a great program. Like I said, we have nearly 1,000 people that are going out there and hitting the ground running to spread this message of building acceptance.
Maybe one of the quick lessons we could teach you listening right now, I'm not accusing you of anything, but a lot of people slip into this mode when you hear see a child throwing what you think is a tantrum at the store, the supermarket, whatever the case may be. You maybe mutter under your breath about the parent, oh, I can't control the little brat. Well, guess what? A lot of times that child is autistic, some point in the autistic spectrum disorder, and that's just a tough situation to gain control of, other than, you know, sheltering the child from civilization, which is not the ideal thing to do, obviously. So be a little more considerate and understanding when you see a child vocalizing maybe frustration even because of their inability to communicate. That's one of the reasons why a child on the autism spectrum disorder lashes out. They're frustrated as well because a lot of cases, Jessica, they're a sharp mind trapped in a limited surrounding. And they have difficulty communicating, and that weighs on the child as well, too.
Yeah, the autism spectrum, it affects a person's social communication and interaction. Individuals with autism may have a restricted and repetitive behavior. They have restricted and repetitive interests and activities. These are just some of the characteristics that fall across the spectrum. And again, it's from mild to severe, so autism doesn't look like anything necessarily. So It goes back to demonstrating kindness. We are a community. Everyone, there's no reason why someone can't go to a local restaurant or a library, especially if these are very preferred activities for an individual. They like to go to the park. They like to go to the bookstore. And being able to embrace everyone into the community is such an important part of life, whether you have a disability or you don't have a disability.
Mentioned all the events going on through the Ambassador Program, and that's great for this month. But I have no doubt you are in the need of people power all year long. What are some of the volunteer opportunities that Autism NJ has?
Absolutely. We say Autism Awareness Month is an all-year event for us. We have 5 signature events a year, ranging from annual conferences, a transition conference focusing strictly on the needs of adults leaving the school system and into adulthood. We have wonderful volunteer opportunities to help at those events. We have a Ride for Autism coming up in June. begins in Lincroft. We have cyclists on routes ranging from 10 to 100 miles. We have rest stops that need staffing, help at headquarters. It's a very fun event out in the sun all day. The riders are there for a great cause. And we have a golf outing in September that we can always use. Manpower is always something that we can use at our events. It's great, and they're fun, and it's a great way to not only teach our volunteers a little bit more about autism, introduce them to some of the families that we serve, but also really support something that's going back into our community.
And one of those things, autism is one of those things, too, where the prevalence of it, should really put in your mind, you know, what if that invades my family? Don't you want to have a strong support community there should that ever happen to someone in your life, whether it be family or friends? Well, when you become a part of that community, you just make that a lot more of a greater comfort zone for those who are already in that community. That is just part of the work that Autism New Jersey does, and how you could become a very important part of it. Learn more about the volunteer opportunities, the ambassador program, the events happening today and all through the year. Autism New Jersey presents, organizes, and needs your help with. You can also make donations, too, a variety of ways. You learn all about it at autismnj.org. We've been talking with the spokesperson for Autism New Jersey, Jessica Barkowski. Jessica, thanks so much for the support that you give those who are dealing with everything that comes with life on the autism spectrum disorder. Becomes complicated for lives, but you make it livable through the work of your organization and all the help that the people give, the care and the love and the support. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.